long gospel. My teacher, one of my teachers in theology, there's a subject that is called homiletics. Nice name, just to say kind of how to learn to preach in the homily. And he used to say, long gospel, short homily. I have to learn that, I have to confess you. But I'm getting there, you know, indeed, long, but there is a possibility of a short version. But it's like I said, if we leave something of the story out, it's like you go and you don't see the movie, you just see the preview of the movie, and they say, what about, you know, what is the movie all about? So you have to hear the whole story. The whole story and the time that we are, the time of Lent. The church chose carefully the readings and the words that we meditate this time of Lent. Now, the first Sunday was the 40 days of Jesus in the desert. The second was the Transfiguration. The third was the Samaritan woman. Jesus presented himself as the living water. And today, the healing of the man born blind. Jesus' world. There are many ways of approaching and understanding and talking about this, but the most important, or I would say the one thing, I would say the most important, but the one thing that I believe, I'm not going to tell any other story because I want you to carry during this week in your mind the story of the gospel. Because it represents us. The healing, you know, what we heard from the chapter 9 of Gospel of John. We heard 41 verses. The healing itself was 2 verses. Jesus, you know, made mud, saliva, and dirt, and applied to the man's eyes, and told him, go to the pool of Siloam and wash yourself, wash your eyes. And that's what he did. The Lord does the miracle, but he also says, you have to do something. You have to walk there. It was unusual. Why didn't Jesus just say, be healed, have sight, and would see? I think represents when we search the Lord, he will give us the grace, ask something from us that we have to do as well. And then we heard the whole story, how they all became, how he was he blind because of his sin, or the sin of his fathers, his parents. Oh, I mean, the whole situation of 39 verses discussing, and why is this, why is that, was he blind indeed, was he not, who was the one who healed him, and then it was a Sabbath day, everything complicated is there. But we see the journey of that man, who was just sitting there by the pool, begging probably. Everybody would have pity because they would see him as a sinner, or his parents are seen as somebody must have sinned, so it was a punishment for him to be blind. That's how they understood. Yet, we see his journey when they ask, who opened your eyes? Oh, a man called Jesus, just a man. And when he's interrogated again, he said, what do you think of that man? He said, oh, he's a prophet, not just a man, a prophet of God. Someone closer to God. And in the end, when Jesus asked, do you believe in the Son of God, the Messiah? And he says, who is he? And Jesus says, is the one speaking with you at this moment? And he says, yes, I believe. So from a man to a prophet to the many into faith. A journey into opening his eyes to see the Lord. For us, it's, you know, even the same thing we saw in the first reading. When Samuel went to the house of Jesse and had to anoint a king for Israel, and he's impressed with the older, you know, his sons, because they were, you know, well built. Probably said, "Well, this is what we need, a strong king." And the Lord says, "Don't be deceived by the appearances. Don't get yourself deceived by that." And when all passed in front of him and said, "The Lord has not chosen, who is missing here?" It was David, the youngest one, was to be perhaps one of those to be elected. And he was the one anointed. What in our eyes, perhaps, we think, no, this is not the one. In the eyes of God, could be the chosen one. I think the word of God today invites each one of us to come out of darkness. Second reading, St. Paul to the Ephesians. You're not children of darkness. We are children of the light. So he's telling, come out of that darkness. What darkness? There are so many ways to live in darkness. We might be blind without even realizing it. Blindness is what will impair us to look into the goodness that is in the other person. Blindness is what creates division within the family. Blindness that will lead us to find solutions to situations in our lives that perhaps are not the best ones, that will lead us into vice, into despair, because we can't see that light really that will guide us. It is all a faith journey. And that's what the Lord is asking from us. Just accept. You know, the mud that he applied to the blind man's eyes, you know, reminds us of that from the book of Genesis, the creation, when God created humanity out of clay and breathed the spirit of life. It reminds us that to gain the sight is to become a new creature, a new creation. So let us pray and ask the Lord to help us. And throughout history, so many spiritual reading, so many literature has been talking about this coming out of darkness into the light, receiving the Lord as the light of the world. As I think we're going to sing today in communion or at the end, but that beautiful, you know, Amazing Grace. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Let us allow God to open our eyes. Let us allow God to touch us and make of each one of us a new creature, full of life, full of hope, with peace and happiness. That's what the Lord wants to do with us. On our part, perhaps He has put the mud into our eyes, but He's telling us, walk to the pool. We need to do that. And we have the consequences. We heard the man who was born blind, once he confessed that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of God, he was expelled from his community. There are consequences, yes. But he was in the light of God. He found the light and probably became one of the disciples. May we also always walk in the light of the Lord and become today his disciples.